Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
We're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk about serums and answer your questions, comments, emails, and voicemails.
Yeah, this is a mini episode where we do all of those things.
Hello and welcome.
Hello. Kate, should we get right into it?
I'm ready if you are.
Oh, I am ready. Should I just read this first email?
Go for it, Dori.
Okay. Dear Kate and Dori, I work full-time as a midwife, have two young boys and a husband, and so many podcasts to listen to, Netflix shows to binge, books to read, and face masks to try, not to mention the time suck that is Facebook and Instagram. How can I do it all? I have an upcoming work conference on Maui.
Sweet.
Hello.
And my husband is encouraging me to go alone. I'm thrilled, really thrilled at the possibility. But I'm already finding myself panicking about how to prioritize everything I want to read, watch, and listen to. I also want to save some time for daydreaming and journaling. How do you figure out what to do first? What is most important to you? Our time is valuable, and I want to be the best human and mother I can be. I want my media consumption to reflect this and to spend less time passively scrolling through Facebook. What would you read or watch if you had 4 days solo on a tropical island? People really like these desert island questions. Well, I guess this is a tropical island.
This is a tropical. We're back on an island.
We're back on an island.
And we can get off this island opposed to the a couple episodes ago when
we were. And Oprah and Michelle Obama are not involved.
They're not rescuing
us. At least to our knowledge.
Idris is not coming to get no. us this time, unfortunately.
Well,
how do you prioritize your media consumption?
I would say I don't do it consciously. I, at least recently, I've been in a zone of like wanting to consume that which makes me happy or fulfilled and not feel obligated to, like, I spent so many years as a journalist and often someone who wrote about various forms of media, whether music or books or TV or whatever, and, or just, you know, trends. And so for me, like the ability to be able to be selective and choosy about what I consume is very liberating. So for example, like when I read all of the Maisie Dobbs books, that was just something that I felt like doing. Like,
right. You didn't have to write about them.
I didn't have to like, I didn't have other stuff that they were taking time away from. And so I say that, listener, to just encourage you to seek out those things that are going to bring you joy and not feel obligated to consume anything.
Yeah, I'm on board with that philosophy for sure.
And not beat yourself up, you know, if you don't, like if you bring a bunch of stuff to read or listen to or watch and you don't get to all of it, that's fine.
Yeah. I think it's, I always do that thing where I'm like, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to bring seven books and watch these three movies that I've just put onto my iPad thing. And then I read about half of one book and that's okay. Also, the journaling and daydreaming you mentioned sounds really nice.
That sounds really nice.
That might be kind of whatever you're called for. Who knows how you're going to feel when you get to Maui? Maybe you just scroll through Facebook passively and you know what? That's also okay.
It's fine.
If you were going to recommend something, what would you read or watch if you had 4 days solo on a tropical island?
Well, I recently went to Austin to visit my sister.
Yeah.
And I downloaded Queer Eye onto my iPad because you can download stuff from Netflix now. I also downloaded Set It Up, the rom-com, the Netflix rom-com.
I think I've already talked about it on the podcast. Which I loved it.
It's delightful. I also really enjoy the show Claws.
With Niecy Nash?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard somebody else recently in a conversation brought up how amazing she is. And I was like, Dory loves
her. She's amazing. Yeah. The show is amazing. I think it's great to watch anywhere, but it feels like a treat to me to be able to watch that on vacation. So those are some things I would watch in terms of reading. I mean, obviously Maisie Dobbs. I would recommend. I will say someone in the Facebook group posted that she is a professor of English and she has been listening to the Maisie Dobbs books on audiobook. She has torn through 6 of them.
Wow.
And, you know, they are just really enjoyable.
I am on book 3 of Elena Ferrante's Neapolitan novel series.
Another great series.
That is what I would recommend. I took them out of the library on my Kindle and read the first one in 2 seconds when I was on vacation in May. And then I downloaded the second one and blasted through that on vacation. And now that I'm home, it's slow going through the third book, but they're so wonderful. I love them so much. And I've adored reading them and feeling sad that I only have one more left after this third one. So that would be my recommendation. I know I'm like,
I love those.
Everybody's
books.
Already read them. I'm like the last human to read them, but maybe you're not. Maybe you haven't read them either. They're so, so great.
And have a great time.
Have fun in Maui. And you know, as a person who works as a midwife and has kids and a partner, like, you're not always going to get through everything.
No.
Don't beat yourself up too much about it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Should we listen to a voicemail?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Hi guys, my name is Paria, and I, first of all, I love the show, I'm calling for two reasons. One is to recommend, if you guys like Cozy Mysteries, a great new series. I got it on the Acorn TV app, which is like the British television app, chock full of Cozy Mysteries, by the way. It's called Agatha Raisin. It's based on a book series, which is also great. And I've listened to a bunch of the books on Audible, but the TV series is even better. It's kind of like sexy 50-something career lady moves to the Cotswolds.
Oh.
Everybody starts getting murdered.
Yes.
She has a dreamy neighbor. There's wacky villagers. It's fantastic.
Speaking my language.
And then I also have a question, which is I would love for you guys to talk about eye creams on the show. I don't think I've heard you talk specifically about eye creams. I am 37 myself, well past the time when I should have been using an eye cream, and it is the one part of skincare that I'm like consistently mystified and stymied by, and partly because I have sensitive eyes. So a lot of eye creams bother my eyes, but my eyes also get really puffy and I really need an eye cream. Thank you guys so much for putting out such a fantastic podcast. I love it. And that's it. Bye.
Well, for our first listener who wrote in, our second listener has a book recommendation.
Yeah, there you go. Agatha Raisin.
What a great name.
Why didn't I name
my kids Agatha Raisin? Dory.
Yes.
Adorably, we both just bought the same eye cream without realizing the other person bought it.
So true.
I mean, aren't we just cute?
I mean, but because I think we both saw it recommended by Courtney Chuzano,
who
on her Instagram.
Yes. And I'm using it. I too, listener, am mystified by eye creams. I don't really understand what they do, if anything. I always like buy them and then use them for a week and then just forget about it because it's an extra step. So I'm trying to stay committed with this. Have you noticed, we should say it's Goldfaden MD Bright Eyes Dark Circle Radiance Concentrate. That's what Dory and I are both using.
Well, I actually have not started using it yet.
Okay.
Because I ordered it and it arrived while I was in Vancouver and through a various series of events, a friend of ours came and got our mail. That friend is now away himself, and so we won't be getting those packages until Wednesday, et cetera, et cetera.
I get it.
But I have also been using The Ordinary's caffeine solution.
I have that too.
And I think it's pretty good. I mean, I haven't done a before and after. It's not hurting.
Right.
And it also – that costs like $7 or something ridiculously cheap. So that's like a low investment that you could make.
I think the idea is just to – because the skin under your eye is extra – I don't want to say thin. I don't know. A special
skin.
Yeah,
it is.
It's just nice to have an added burst of moisture on it. But I don't know if an eye cream is actually going to change the appearance. I will say I jade rolled a cold jade roller under my eyes today, and that felt really good. And I believe it kind of helped reduce the puffiness. So that might also be a thing you could do that's not an eye cream. But I did want to say that when I visited our friend Courtney Chisano most recently, she gave me a tip for putting on this eye cream, which I wanted to pass on to you, listener, because you said you have sensitive eyes. And I also have sensitive eyes and I wear contacts. Put your eye cream along the bone under your eye. Don't do it like on the actual, like that skin right below your lashes, because the movement of your eye and the lashes is going to bring the cream up a bit. If you use that bone as a guideline and stop there, then the cream will probably expand a little bit, but maybe not get right in your eye. I don't think you need to be rubbing cream on your, like, as close to your bottom lid as you can. So give it a little room and just trust that the lotion will move a little bit on your face.
I love that. I'm going to do that.
And also it goes over your moisturizer or oil or whatever you put on. I was doing it under, but you put it on top.
Oh, yeah.
So these are some tips I just picked up.
Here's another thing I will say.
Okay.
So I almost never drink anymore, but I drank on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I drank, I think the most I drank was 2 drinks in a night, but I woke up the next morning, my eyes were puffy.
You were dehydrated, right? Would we assume? Is that it?
I guess. But I would say if you drink a lot, maybe cut down on drinking and see if that affects the puffiness of your eyes, and also hydrate more and see
and
if that
sleep.
Helps.
Sleep. I mean, and I sleep. Hate to suggest sleep, but I do think that helps.
I do think it helps.
God, I look better when I get like 7 hours of sleep.
You look great.
Thanks. I was up at 4 a.m.
because
a kid was crying.
Oh, dear.
And I know I was like, shut up. I don't want my eyes to be puffy. I didn't say that. I gently lulled her back to sleep. But I feel I still got enough sleep, so I feel okay.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home.
It
I have some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can I read this email, Dory?
Yes, please.
I just also want to clarify, I didn't yell. I don't yell at my kids.
Okay. That was your
often.
Internal monologue.
That was my internal. My yelling is a little bit more.
In fact, you were like, what's wrong, darling?
Let me help. I do yell at my kids, but not in a gruff voice. On that note, clarifying note, here's an email. I just wanted to share something that might piggyback a little bit off of Kate's gratitude practice. I have tried to get into a gratitude practice over the past few years, and I feel like it really has helped me put things into perspective and focus more on everything I love about my life. Another thing that has really helped me is giving compliments to others. With social media these days, it's really easy to have contact with a large group of people from my past, current friends, friends of friends, and acquaintances. I have found that I really love sending people comments or messages that include compliments on something specific to them. For instance, I might see someone post in the Forever 35 Facebook group and include a picture. In the past, I might think to myself, oh, I like her hair, but I wouldn't necessarily say something about it.
I am loving this.
I am too. Now, I always try to comment and leave a sincere compliment. I love telling old high school friends how beautiful their babies are or sharing with a friend of a friend how awesome I think it is that she is volunteering with a political campaign. I find that it really helps my attitude and my mood to sprinkle as many of these compliments around as possible. I suppose it's a little bit like loving kindness meditation, where you meditate on good thoughts towards others. I have even found that paying others who I don't particularly vibe with politically or socially a compliment helps make me feel like we can still love and respect one another and find positive aspects in others in spite of our differences. Well, what a cool idea.
Love this. I love this.
I do too.
I mean, I could be more generous with my compliments.
I think this is a really interesting practice. One thing I do now that I more than I've ever done is stop random women on the street and compliment them.
Ooh.
I'm not like, you're doing a great job. But if I see someone, I'm like, wow, I like their glasses, or wow, I just say it. And sometimes it's awkward.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, why the hell not? We're all in this grind together. And sometimes it can feel nice to hear that somebody thinks like your sandals are cool.
Totally. I also like what this writer said about like telling a friend of a friend that she admires her political activism. Because I feel like so often, especially on social media, compliments can be so physical appearance focused.
Uh-huh, like I just suggested.
Well, just in general. Because
you're right, because we're seeing images.
We're seeing images. And so, like, while I think it's great to compliment someone's hair or what they're wearing or whatever, like, I do think it's also great to compliment what they're doing or something they wrote or,
a career choice. Education.
Yeah.
Activism,
whatever. So, I don't think it all has to be physical appearance based.
100.
Not that this person was saying that it does. I was pointing out that I like that this person was complimenting a non-physical appearance thing.
Yeah, I also think this writer did, or writer inner person who wrote in, did a great job like giving a variety of ways in which they compliment.
Yes.
I think this is a really cool practice.
I'm going to compliment this writer and say, this is a lovely email. Thank you for sending it to us.
Good work, Dory.
Thank you.
Good work.
Thanks, Katie.
Oh, God.
That's a callback.
To a previous episode in which we revealed our nicknames, and I should have never said anything.
That's what you get for calling me Dodo.
Dodo is so adorable, though. Dodo. It's so cute. Dodo.
Okay.
Well, Dory,
this was a joy.
We did it.
As always. And once again, if you want to share a voicemail with us, please send it to us at 781-591-0390. And you can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And anytime we mention products on our episodes, they are always on our website, forever35podcast.com.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.